In this real-time video, I'm sharing a close-up. Behind the scenes, look at how I sew together the micro crotchet granny squares for my human-sized blanket. Every square in this project has been carefully crocheted using sewing thread and a tiny 0.5 millimeters crochet hook, making each piece incredibly small, just around 2.5 centimeters or 1 inch in size. Because of their miniature scale, the process of sewing them together is delicate and requires a lot of precision and patience. You can see me aligning the tiny squares edge to edge, making sure the corners meet perfectly before stitching them together with a fine needle and coordinating thread. I'm using a whip stitch technique here to keep the joins as neat and seamless as possible. The camera is positioned to show all the details, the way I thread the needle, how I guide it through the tiny loops of the edges, and how I gently pull everything tight without distorting the shape of the square's dot as I go. I occasionally adjust the tension and smooth the edges so the squares sit flat and even. I also take care not to pull too hard on the sewing thread, since that could pucker the tiny fabric or misshape the overall pattern. You might notice that the yarn colors vary from square to square. Each one is part of a beautifully random, colorful patchwork that brings this whole piece to life. This real-time format really lets you see the intricacy of the micro crochet process. There's no speeding up or skipping steps, just a calm and honest view of the work it takes to bring this detailed blanket together, one tiny square at a time. If you look closely, you'll notice that even the alignment between rows is intentional, keeping everything in place. With such small materials, is a task of steady hands and a lot of patience. This project has been such a labor of love, and it's incredibly satisfying to finally connect all these individual squares into something bigger. Watching this video gives you a true sense of the time and care that goes into every single stitch, and it's a lovely way to appreciate the process, not just the final product.